Add excitement to your holidays with Ohio Lottery Holiday Scratch-Offs, including $1 holiday cash and $5 holiday lucky times 10, or holiday bonus millions with a 200 times multiplier and a $2 million top prize. Plus, enjoy second chance drawings where you can win 10 times, 100 times, or 1,000 times the price of your ticket. Scratch-Offs make the perfect gift, and best of all, there's no wrapping required. Lottery players are subject to Ohio Laws and Commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This call is now being recorded.
Welcome back to the greatest show in the universe. In the studio, we have Bruce.
What up?
We have Addison.
Addison Petroberga.
And my name's Anthony. And on the line, we have porn superstar Johnny Goodluck. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, gang?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Good luck. Sorry. Go on.
So since you're the modern day James Bond of porn, basically, like you have that kind of like a thing, like that's kind of style going.
Yeah. Someone came up with that, and I guess my publicist likes keeping that around. She thinks it's good for branding, so we'll go with it. Fuck it.
I'm kind of like shaken, not stirred.
That's some fucking honesty. I like that. It's funny. Like, you have some new films out right now, like with. Jules Jordan and like a bunch of shit going on, looks like.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on right now. It's like movies are dropping left and right now. So yeah, we just did the Angela White's Biggest Blow Bang. I was lucky number 13. It was pretty cool, you know, jerking off with a bunch of other guys. Angela White, good time.
Oh, I'm sorry. You sounded a little winded. Did you just get out of a porn movie?
No, that was earlier. I'm not winded at the moment.
Oh, you did one today?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not worthy. I'm worshiping it right now.
That's 3 days straight. It's been a busy week.
Oh, my God. This guy's tired. He needs some rest.
I am tired, actually. I am. I was going to go out tonight. Dodgers are in the playoffs.
Oh, I'm a Cards fan.
And it's the last game that I could really go to, so we're going to go out, and I'm too tired, man. I'm beat.
Oh, man.
Too much porking.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You should watch the Cardinals instead, anyway.
Yeah, well, you're a real Dodgers fan.
I've been a Dodgers fan since I was a kid.
Oh, we're all Cards fans. We're really big on it. It's like a drug here in St. Louis.
Yeah, we love the winning World Series thing.
Yeah, we like winning.
I feel really bad for St. Louis right now because I don't think LA needs the fucking Rams. I really don't.
I hate it. Yeah, football sucks. But like, we have like 11 World Series there. It's like the second most World Series as a baseball team.
Other than the Yankees, right?
Yankees, yeah.
That's sexy. St.
Louis, fuck yeah. No, I love St. Louis, man.
How can we work porn and baseball into the same company?
That's not what we're doing right now, apparently.
Bats and balls.
It's pretty easy, man. Do a porn parody, a league of their own, bro.
The Tom Hanks just bangs all the players.
Just have Tom Hanks getting gangbanged, you know?
Tom Hanks, he's going to say, there's no fucking in baseball.
No, but there's certainly a lot of sucking.
I feel like we're on to something now. We're gonna start producing porn now.
There's no fucking in baseball.
So it says you got your start in you're doing behind the scenes work first?
Yeah. My wife, Draven, was doing it long before me. She was with Burning Angel a long time ago. And I went to conventions with her and like helped her out and went to the award shows as her date. And when we moved to L.A., I ended up picking up side work, running errands and doing, PA work, messing with the lights and the sound, and then did all the hard stuff, blow bangs,
yeah,
cockies and stuff like that.
The hard stuff.
Guys don't want to do.
But now.
So you've been performing 3 years now, though?
Yeah, damn near. Time's flying.
So you're the star, and she's kind of a faded away out of the business a bit? Or, I mean, not faded, just to not do it. I would imagine a male porn star has a longer life than a longer shelf life than a woman, maybe? No.
That's true, but she's doing her own thing, you know?
Oh,
porn's taken a different path, so most of her stuff's self-produced now, but she's out there to get booked.
Oh, she's still active. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's still active.
Well, yeah, we just talked to another guy. We're trying to tell kids how they might become porn stars to listen to our show. Anyone that wanted it to, and we're trying to get advice, like, how do you get your start? And the guy said, yeah, one of the main things is you got to just be liked by some woman who's in the porn business that will bring you in. Is that kind of accurate? Oh, we've got like this one-armed bandit here in the kitchen that gives out coins every once in a while, so you might hear that. So
maybe what Jeff's getting to is like, what is some advice for people that want to get into porn, you think? Or what would you give like the next generation like advice as far as that you've
learned? Yeah, I mean, how did you get your start? The other guy said he Twittered his penis into the Twitterverse. Somehow they found him.
Yeah, that could work. You could make, you know, your own porn and upload it to fucking Pornhub and shop it around online and see if anybody thinks you've gotten the medal. You can try that.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the easiest way to do it is just start making your own and put it out there.
Okay, kids. And how old were you when you started this?
I guess 29.
So you think high school is too young to start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The younger guys usually haven't worked it out yet, you know? There's some body functions that I feel like take some time to master.
Yeah, the other guy said it's like one person in 1,000 can have an erection in front of old men and like the
cameras
and stuff. But
yeah, I would love to know. I would love to know the statistics on that, like what the odds are. And you do have to find it kind of baffling. It really doesn't fucking faze you after a while.
Yeah, but I guess if you're just beginning, you might want to pop like 5 Viagra and get that 4-hour erection.
That'll give you a heart attack real quick.
Oh, okay, maybe not. But what are your most famous movies?
I think this one coming up is definitely going to be one of them. Most famous movies.
Yeah, like it's.
I don't know. There's a lot coming out right now. A lot that's just getting to DVD that's been out for a while, like the Isabel Del Toro thing. That one, that's like one of the biggest scenes in Cherry Pimp's history, and it's just now getting put out on a DVD. But that's been available online for a long time. Let me think.
Yeah, it's kind of a different age. I grew up with like major productions like Devil and Miss Jones, Deep Throat,
yeah.
Barbara Broadcast. Like, looks like they spent like, you know, a couple hundred thousand on it. I guess now today it's I think there's not much money spent on the porn shows.
Yeah, they definitely don't have the production budget that they used to.
I think it's time that we put together a highly produced porn movie. Anthony makes movies. I'm trying to cut a deal with you and Johnny Goodluck.
I close a deal on the podcast.
Yeah, let's do it. If you want to be in a $1 million production.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
All right.
All
you already sold him, Jeff.
All right, that's
you,
it.
You're the male talent. Now
we
just need the girl.
Johnny Goodluck, Anthony the producer. We just need some money and some other actors or actresses.
There you go.
All we need for the $1 million production is $1 million, apparently.
And
so.
A script. No, I mean, the time is right. You kids just, I'm older. You kids haven't seen really expensive porn movies. Or have you?
There's some stuff out. Axel Braun's latest parody just came out. It looked like it was a pretty big budget. It's Captain Marvel, so there's a lot. There's a ton of computer graphics, ton of CGI, you know. I'm sure they had to
come.
Kind of fucking.
That's right.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel,
a triple X.
Yeah, I'm right.
Axel Braun parody.
I'm going to try and watch it tonight.
I'm going to watch it.
When I get home.
There you go. When you're all alone.
Don't let the wife.
A bottle of Astro Glide.
Yeah, don't let the wife check out the viewing history.
Well, I mean, she can watch with you.
Incognito.
Let her watch with you.
Anthony's doing something. I think he's...
No, I'm looking up the movie because I just want to see it.
He's already wanting to watch
it. It's on VR and stuff. It's crazy. Like.
So how did you get into this industry? How old are you? How long have you been doing it?
You already answered it. 29, and you got into the industry from working behind the scenes.
No, I meant like before.
How do you get into the behind the scenes stuff?
No, I guess actually I was thinking like you start when you ask the question, you get back to like the family thing, like your parents know about it.
Yeah.
Is your father a preacher? We had a porn star whose father was a preacher.
Yeah,
he was
fine.
Doing it to get back at his father.
Huh.
Yeah.
Small Hands?
Huh?
Yeah, that would be Small Hands.
Small Hands?
I think it's Nathan Bronson.
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah, I know Nathan.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who it was, yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty wild. He was having eye porn.
He's like banging girls' eyes?
Having sex with girls' eyes.
Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah, I just wondering. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing either, man. I don't know if I'm cut out for this business anymore, guys. This might be.
Yeah.
Are you announcing your retirement on this podcast?
I gotta check that out.
No, not yet.
Do your parents know that you gotta do this?
Yeah, like they do.
Yeah, they do.
Come
absolutely.
On.
Whole family knows.
What do they say? What is their opinion? Or like, what do they say?
Are they
proud? Supportive. All good.
Oh.
They don't want to watch it, obviously, but
yeah,
they're all good with it.
Do they tell?
They're at peace with it.
Do your parents tell their friends like, "Oh yeah, my son's a porn star"? Or do they keep
if it comes up, yeah, they do.
I'd be proud about it. My son was a porn star.
My parents are pretty rad.
Cool.
We got a good set.
We heard about this one family where the mother had been in porn and then the daughter was in porn, and they're hoping the little baby daughter is going to be in porn, the granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
That was on the last cast, right? Is that a place like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, am I tripping? I'm on acid, by the way.
Yeah, we're all on acid right now.
Oh, that's a good time.
So it's Friday night. What's the porn star doing on Friday night? And where are you?
I'm at home, and I'm taking it easy. We're going to a concert tomorrow night.
I'm just a lonely porn star.
And I'm just not trying to do all that much.
Oh.
Taking it easy. I'm being boring. It's been a busy week.
Yeah.
I'm watching the Dodgers game.
Is it on now?
Yeah.
What's the score?
It's 4-2, top of the eighth.
And they're winning?
They're losing to the Nationals. No,
wow.
They're losing to the Nationals. But we won last night, so we're ahead by a game.
Yeah, I saw that last night. Yeah, I think you guys will take the Capitals for sure. I think I'm not like a Dodgers fan or anything, but I think the Capitals fucking suck. You'll definitely take the Capitals,
Nationals.
I think. I said, okay, yeah, wow, yeah, I'm fucked up. Yeah, the Nationals, sorry.
Fuck porn, let's just talk baseball.
Let's talk baseball porn stars today.
So who's your favorite player?
I kept calling the Capitals.
Baseball or porn anyway.
Baseball porn.
So how mad is LA going to be when the Cardinals win the World Series?
I think the Astros are going to win.
Fuck the Astros.
I know. Yeah, fuck them. I think,
I think we're gonna win. We're due.
I think
this is our third year in a row. It'll be our third year in a row going to the World Series, and we lost the past 2 years. So.
Yeah. Well, you guys got a habit of not winning World Series. I feel like.
Yeah, haven't won one since like 1988.
Yeah. That should tell you a lot about your team. I was like, all right, shit. The only thing I brag about in St. Louis is like our sports team. Like, we just won the fucking Stanley Cup and we're about to win the World Series, I think. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, good luck.
St. Louis is an interesting city, man. It's like no matter how you go from the East Coast and go west, doesn't matter if you're trying to go the North Way or the South Way, you always fucking end up going through St. Louis.
No, I know.
I don't know how you guys did that.
That's why it's called. It's called the Gateway because of that. Yeah, I know. It's like, and like this is like the craziest, awesome, best city I've ever been in. Honestly, I love this town.
How annoying is that?
Is what?
Oh, I used to live in L.A. It's kind of a lonely place.
Nothing to L.A.
L.A. is terrible.
Yeah, it's like cancer.
Like porn stars at home.
It's like a bunch of people from Alabama being like, look, the ocean. Like they got an ocean over here. Like, let's spend a week here. I don't know. Like a bunch of tourists get to it. No one's from LA. Like just a bunch of like people like from other places that think LA is cool.
Yeah, basically.
Where are you from? Where originally?
Baltimore.
That's what I mean. No one's from LA that lives in LA.
I used to live in LA.
I know. Yeah, you told me you lived.
I used to hang out with Danny Partridge from the Partridge Family. His friend from the bar was Johnny the Wad Holmes.
John Holmes, huge porn star. Probably the biggest male porn star of like
this generation. Have you heard of Johnny Holmes? Oh my god, Johnny the Wad Holmes?
He didn't answer the question, like.
He doesn't know.
You don't know?
No, he killed there's a whole, you gotta watch the movie Wonderland, or.
That's what it's about, yeah, Wonderland.
Yeah, like.
That was crackhead John Holmes, though.
Yeah, he was a big drug addict.
Yeah, no, Freemason Coke, sorry.
This guy had the biggest,
Dick, it's called, yeah.
I don't want to say it alive, my mother.
It's called a penis.
All right, he had the biggest thing in porn, probably in history, and probably bigger than anyone today.
How big was it, like 14, 17?
God,
something crazy?
It looked like, I don't know, inflated salami. But or even bigger than
that. That's heavy duty.
An inflated blood sausage. But no. So he made all these. First guy that made all these porn movies. You used to have to watch them. You'd buy like a 8mm tape and play it on your projector. So this was like when I was 12 or 13. I used to watch porn.
Damn, that's hot. Does it suck when you're like about to pop and then the fucking reel ends and then?
Oh god, it's awful. Yeah, like and you. Oh, it's just, yeah.
I had 56K porn when I was a kid, like dial-up porn. Like, an image would take, like, 20 minutes to fucking load. You're, like, jerking off, you, like, see their fucking forehead and eyebrows. And then, like 15 minutes later, you get a nipple. It's just like, what the fuck? Like, that was a hard, you almost had to get laid instead. It was awful.
Oh, well, then, these poor kids, when TV boxes came out that scrambled everything.
Yeah.
They could get little glimpses of porn that was scrambled.
Yeah.
I remember that. I used to watch that stuff. The multicolored scrambled channel.
Yeah.
As your parents were asleep, you're like, mom's not sleeping.
There's a breast. Oh, wow, look.
I'm not sure. That's all you had, though. You didn't have the internet, so you couldn't just search everything you fucking wanted at high speed. You had to fucking, like, you had to jerk off the scrambled titties.
Mangled titties.
Yeah, it's like.
But no, actually, so this getting back to Johnny the Wad, that turned, you don't know his whole story. You've got to watch Wonderland. He eventually he robs a drug dealer, and because he's so hard up for money, and his career had kind of gone downhill when he got addicted to coke. He robs a drug dealer, and then the drug dealer brings him back, and it turns out that Johnny the Wad's girlfriend had told him how to break into the drug dealer's house. Somehow she knew. So he made Johnny the Wad beat his girlfriend to death with an iron bar. And this is like, this is where you're headed.
Is this true story? That's where I'm going?
What? Where we're at? Yeah, you got to get out now. You're going to be beating your girlfriend to death with an iron bar. You got to watch that movie, Wonderland. No, I'm kidding. As long as you know it. Stay away from the coke.
This is Johnny Goodluck, not Johnny Wad.
Oh, all right. Well,
we're a different Johnny.
Yeah, it's a Johnny. So it's your alter ego, Johnny from the past, Johnny the Wad Holmes. You got to research him, dude.
I mean, there's other Johnnies, man.
Yeah, he was the big Johnny. Big John. Big John.
Big John.
Big John. No, it was like...
Not little John.
An arm and a fist. I mean, it was basically fisting when he had sex. Oh man!
Legendary.
Yeah, I can't believe, yeah, you really got to do some history research. I mean, I tell you, Johnny the Wad is, I mean, they're going to write history books about porn.
His dick, I just Googled this, his dick was 16 inches.
16 inches.
Long and 13 inches in circumference.
Yeah, so that's like a fist.
Yeah, like
up to the elbow.
That's bigger than a can of soup.
Fuck, I'm measuring my fist to my elbow. That looks like about 16 inches. That was Johnny the Wild. Like that. It's almost like a dinosaur.
I have a tape measure handy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. You couldn't
get intimidated.
You couldn't hold a candle.
Wow.
Wait. Yeah, oh,
that's like,
look.
That's like two of me.
There's Johnny the Wad. We got some pictures of him. Oh, he's a human tripod. You're nothing compared to Johnny the Wad. Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Did you know Donald Trump listened? Oh, go ahead.
Crazy.
I still have a job, so that helps.
You got a real job? No, I mean, oh,
damn,
you mean...
what the fuck is that?
I mean, real job. This is your real job, but do you have, like, a day job that you do, too? Like most artists.
I think we shoot in the middle of the night like vampires.
All right, never mind. But there's a lot of guys that started off... I had an actor that once built the porch in the house. He turned out to be the...
Yeah, two actors do this.
Serial killer in Silence of the Lambs, you know, so everyone's got...
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah, bartender. Oh, okay. There, he's a bartender. We got a. You want to announce the bar you work at?
Oh, I just do events now. I used to bartend at a bar. I was working in Sherman Oaks in the Valley, which is a fun neighborhood.
Yeah.
Interesting people come through there.
Sure, for sure.
Well, I was over there for a couple of years, and I kind of openly advertised it. I would invite people to come and visit me at the bar and stuff. And back. Almost a year ago, I was so busy, and then after I launched JohnnyGoodluck.com, and I just had way too much stuff to do, so I couldn't keep it up. Had to let it go.
No.
Well, had to put her down.
You can always fall back on it. You have a lot of stories at the bottom. I remember.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff I can fall back on.
So... should we ask him the question? What's the kinkiest thing you've ever done in porn?
I don't know. Isn't being on the bottom of a pile of guys like pretty kinky?
Ew.
When you do anytime you do the gangbang stuff, man, it gets a little out of hand.
There was a girl too.
There was a 13 guy blow bang.
It wasn't all guys, right?
There's one girl.
No, there was one lady.
Oh,
one lady.
Have you ever been on a bukkake chain?
Yeah, I have.
Wow, that is awesome. Were you first or last?
I've done a lot of those actually. That was like some of the first stuff I did. That's
is it better being first?
How anyone gave me a chance, you know?
So we have a family show. So basically, like what a gangbang is when a mommy and a daddy 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 have sex. That's what a gangbang is.
Oh man!
For the family friendly listeners.
I'm just wondering. Yeah, would you want to be first or last on the bukkake?
It really doesn't matter. Just no friendly fryer.
Yeah, it's more hygienic to be first, but
it's more hygienic.
It's more interesting,
I mean,
to be last.
If there's no contact, it's all good. I mean, I guess it depends on what your image of pretty is. If you like a clean face when you step up, well, then you'd want to be first. Some guys like a donut with extra glaze on it, so maybe you want to be last.
I saw one of those where the girl at the end was. She died like 50.
50,
yeah. Her name was Sierra. And it was just like, just an entire mask of goo. Like, wow.
Yep. I mean, I've seen it. I've been part of it.
Do they like it? I mean, or they just do it because they're getting paid? You think they'd have to like it to do that?
Most of them are just doing it because they're getting paid. That's not... Some people are into it, but very rarely. Once you get into the niche stuff, man, like, come on, do you think I like gangbangs?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean... Mm-hmm.
No, you know, I'd rather be on my own.
No.
I'm selfish, man. One of the guys is cool.
Anthony's got a big long beard, so like he could like take a lot of bukkake.
Jesus Christ!
He could do 100 and 100.
Yeah, I got potential.
100 Russians.
Thanks for backing my dreams.
Now, did you know Donald Trump listens to this show quite often?
That's a good time.
Yeah.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
Oh, man, he's on the line. He's talking. I thought he was listening. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh.
What's up, Don?
I think, yeah. Donald jerks off to this.
Is he rubbing one out? Is it his spare time?
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I have the greatest respect for you. Sorry.
Are you voting? Are you voting for Donald Trump in 2020?
Come on. Oh no, it'll get him in trouble if he says yes. We all love Donald Trump. We love Donald Trump. He's the funniest president we've ever had. But some people don't like him. They don't like him out in L.A. You got a lot of homeless out there? Oh, I got a new genre, homeless porn. Have you ever seen that? Do they do it yet?
You go, wait a second, let me recap. Before we go further, let me recap this. You go, have you heard of homeless porn? And he goes, yeah. He's already on board from
that. There really is homeless porn?
What the
fuck? Like the Bang Brothers or whatever.
They're a little different. But yeah, there's definitely been the homeless porn done.
Wow.
Homeless porn done.
I thought of that on my own.
But you invented it.
You know, there's some ladies who just prefer homeless gentlemen. They like it extra funky.
Wow. They like the sweet and the light.
You like what you like, you know?
Oh, okay.
Whatever you're into. All
right, Anthony, Anthony's playing with his smartphone. What are you doing?
It's not a smartphone. It's a dumb phone.
Oh, I have a dumb phone. I still have a flip phone, but I get it out at the grocery store.
Just like a time capsule. I feel like I dug Jeff up in 1996.
No, I tell people, I got the Apple 13. I pull out. Yeah, they're going retro.
Yeah.
He usually gets a laugh.
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah. No. You call me Jeff. My name's Addison Petroburgo. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Jeff.
All right, that's an inside joke that you don't understand.
El Jefe.
He's basically using his friend's name basically right now to embarrass his friend later.
My friend was supposed to show up to the show and he didn't show up. So I am Addison Petroburgo.
What's his social security number?
I still wet my bed. I masturbate to pictures of my mother. Oh, sorry.
We all masturbate pictures of your mother.
No, he's going to hear the show.
I'm kidding.
He's going to hear the show. And realize he should have come. So.
Somebody's going to come.
There you go, Addison. You're on the show, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, can you tell my mom she's stupid? Like, just for a shout out, be like, Brenda, you're fucking stupid.
I mean, she
listens
to the context, man.
She listens to the show.
I just think it'd be hilarious to have a male porn star make fun of my mom. I don't know. It's like the child in me thinks it's hilarious.
Tell her, Brenda, I wouldn't touch you with a 10-inch pole. No?
I mean, I might.
Oh, all right. He might touch her with him.
Yeah. I would consider touching you with
him. Email her picture. Oh, never mind.
It's a great question. Would you bang Jeff's mom? Jeff's mom's like 80. Like, you think you'd bang Jeff's
yeah,
mom?
Yeah, diaper porn. You want a crap dance? She's good at that.
I accept checks.
I accept checks.
Give me a crap dance. All right, Jim. Here I am.
Well, do you have any questions for us before we get out of here?
Not really. I'd give you a high five if I was there. I'd give you a high five through the phone.
All right.
I'd high five you too.
High five.
Well, throw out your social media, your websites again, and like anything you have before we get out of here, man.
Sure. You can always find my porn on johnnygoodluck.com and on, you know, whatever major production sites you like to watch. I work for most of them at this point, except Brazzers. Waiting on that one. Hi, Brazzers.
Fuck Brazzers.
Make sure you watch the movie Wonderland.
Oh, yeah, and Johnny the Wand, or Wad. Is it the Wand?
You don't want to beat friend to death with a steel pole.
Only half to death.
And then on Twitter, it's at MrGoodLuckXXX. Instagram, JohnnyGoodLuckXX. Follow me. We're on there all the time. You can listen to me on DMC Live every Friday. DMCRadioNetwork.com. I co-host and do the bookings for that show. That's a good time. We're on the air live from L.A. every Friday at 5.
All right, Johnny. Goodbye, man. It was nice meeting you.
Pleasure to meet you. We all hope the next 9/11 happens in L.A., and I hope your career is awesome. And you keep
my name is Addison Hardon. Oh, sorry.
That's a great name, man.
That's my new art name.
Brian, well, thanks for coming on. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
Brian.